And there may be many others, but they haven't been discovered.
You know what has been discovered just now?
What's that?
A cure for insomnia.
Ah, don't be lying.
Oh, it went on for ages.
It was a minute and 26 seconds.
I do know that song because the actor who played Harry Potter did it the other week on Graham Norton.
Yeah, I had it all lined up to play a couple of weeks ago. Yeah. And then saw him on TV doing that. I was like, I can't play that now.
No.
And even now it feels a little bit like, oh, he's probably seen Daniel Potter.
Daniel Potter.
Right, so as we all know, this is the Shindig Breakfast Show here on FCM Radio. And Nicky Platt scored as FC United finished with a draw away to Brighton on the weekend.
Does that even work?
Yeah, because I'm going to say either, and happily, FC United won at Brighton, or I'll say, unfortunately, FC United lost at...
So you've just said that now.
Yes, that's been said.
You're repeating yourself now, yeah, basically.
Absolutely. But the good news is that we have a replay to look forward to. And unfortunately, Brighton will only probably get 800 tickets. So that's that.
Yeah. It was a
biffing
weekend. And I had a...
jolly good.
Time.
Didn't you get...
falafel?
In London.
No, because I had a...
tapas.
In Brighton.
This is going to be tricky.
Oh, there's so many spaces here. With a stop off in
hello
Wolverhampton.
Lovely. Any interesting stories from the train trip down there? Oh no, of course, because you got a lift from...
I did get a lift from
Aiden of constructivecoding.com. That gap's too large.
That's too large. I could
say constructive coding in that bit.
Yeah.
Right.
You just said it again.
I know, but it's all part of the joy of this link, Ben, I'm sure.
Yeah.
So any interesting stories from your trip down with Aiden?
Well, there was a
man who looked like Roy Sewell
in a car, and then it...
Really?
Shuffled. Off a cliff.
You're kidding?
No, not at all.
That's a lot like how my grandparents ended up biting the biscuit.
Right. Good.
An interesting story for you.
Yeah. Good luck with this. I'm looking forward to Sunday's edit.
Right, speaking of good luck, I decided to play some
Paul Williams
right now, and I thought you'd enjoy that.
Have you just done it again?
Yeah, have a look at that, eh?
That's amazing!
that's going to be me saying, amazing. That's because you said, ah. That's going to be, my change is astounding. Who knows? No, but seriously, we're going to play Paul Williams. Who's Paul Williams, Ben?
Paul Williams, he sang...
Come on.
Oh! He did the Bugsy Malone soundtrack.
He did the Bugsy Malone soundtrack. He also did an album
called Someday Man.
Oh, look at you here! We're going to play the title track. I thought you'd really enjoy this because you like Bugsy. You like Paul. You like the idea of someday you'll being a man.
Yeah, I do. This was covered by the... Actually, I think
good
he originally...
grief. You're full of facts about this.
I think he originally wrote this, but it's been made famous by the Monkees.
Really?
Yes. But this song, an album, was released after the Monkees had released it as a single.
Lovely stuff. You're listening to the Shindig Breakfast Show, and we'll be back in just a moment with...